Hi guys, the date is Tuesday, the 9th of April, 2024, and this is poem number 62, and this poem is called, Is the Grass Greener? So let's talk about it. This poem is about cheating on your partner. It could be your husband, your girlfriend, your wife, or the person that you're dating. The thing is, there are some people who have a relationship or a marriage where it's open and both parties agree to see and date, and in some cases have sexual relations with other people, with the consent of either partner. This is called an open relationship, and even though both parties are dating or married, they agree, you know, to see other people because they like it, or they like to be different, or they like to give their relationship or marriage a spark. In this case, if both parties agree and if both parties believe that they won't get jealous, then it's fine. But in most cases, when you are with somebody, I don't think it's a good idea to cheat in a marriage or a relationship, because if you do that, there becomes a matter of no trust in the relationship. When the two of you are apart and you see someone nice and you date them or see them behind their back, I don't think it's a good idea, and it causes problems of distress, lack of trust, lack of love, and things like this. So, so this poem is called Is the Grass Greener? And it goes something like this. Summer's here with the warm heat. The girls go bare to make you cheat. Is the grass greener? You may wonder. Don't be tempted. Don't even ponder. So, when you're with somebody, either married or not, there's going to be lots of temptations. It's either going to be from the woman or from the man. And you're always going to meet somebody who's as nice or looks as nice on the outside as your partner that you're with now. That's when you should say, you know what? I'm with someone. I love someone. They trust me, and hopefully you trust them that you're not going to cheat, because if you start cheating behind a partner's back, at some point they're going to find out. Either they're going to find out through an email or a text or a social media thing, or they're going to find out through a friend or family member or acquaintance, and it's going to come out, or the person themselves might think that they've got somebody who better than what they are now, and they'll say, look, I've been seeing somebody else, and it's going to cause distress, maybe tears, I hope no anger or aggression. But when emotions and love and trust are involved, things can get out of hand very, very quickly. So to avoid this, don't cheat. If you want to look, that's fine. But there's a fine line between looking and that first kiss or first touch. So my advice is look, but don't touch. But stay with the one you're with. And if you're not getting along with that person. Maybe talk, you know, talk to them. Or I know that it doesn't work for most couples. Go and talk to a counsellor. It may work. It may not work. But, you know, and if you've been with somebody for a long time, it's harder. And if you've got children, it's even harder still. So think about it. But at the end of the day, you're both adults and you've got to live with the decisions that you make. So guys, until next time, stay safe and God bless.